Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, we are living in some difficult and discouraging days. Death and destruction is all around us. For many of us, and for many others, our faith in God is being tried and tested. Several months ago, we witnessed how when Hurricane Helene struck the western part of North Carolina, we witnessed a lot of death and destruction. Several days ago, fires fueled by strong winds spread throughout Southern California that killed at least 27 people and left behind in its path millions of dollars of destruction. Even now, as you and I sit comfortably in our church, there are many people in Southern California who are wondering, what am I going to do? I have lost everything. Where is my next meal coming from? And where is my family going to sleep tonight, since my home and all of my possessions have literally burnt to the ground? New Providence, disaster struck at a time when many of the people were sleeping in their beds. Even with all of the warnings and information received from the local and national weather bureaus concerning the possibility of strong and shifting winds, no one could exactly calculate or predict the amount of devastation that the wildfires would produce. Many people went to bed that night thinking that all is well. And in a matter of a few hours, they were immediately awakened from their sleep to discover that they had to run for their lives. In minutes, their homes and other properties were destroyed by fire beyond repair. Now, there is a lesson that you and I can learn from the tragic events that are taking place in California right now. And that lesson is, even with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it is very hard and often difficult to face and accept tragic events when they strike. It is hard to face the reality that in a matter of moments, everything that you have worked hard for and saved for is now destroyed and laid in a state of ruin. Let me ask you a rubber meets the road question. What would you do, or how would you act, if right now you received a phone call here at the church from a neighbor or a family member telling you that your house has been burned to the ground and that there is nothing left? Now, Fred, I know that there may be at least one super spiritual person here this morning that would try to have us to believe that it wouldn't really bother them and that they would not wrestle with moments of hopelessness and discouragement. But let me say this as strong as I can, that the devil is a liar. What are you saying, Pastor Wood? I'm saying, I don't care who you are or how spiritual you think you may be. When tragedy and loss occurs in our lives, guess what? It hurts. Tell your neighbor, it hurts. And discouragement will rear its ugly head. It is painful to part from things that you have worked hard for or from things that have been given to us. Just think about it. In a sweeping matter of moments, all of the family pictures gone. All your clothes ruined. All of your furnishings destroyed. All of your gadgets and electronics gone. Everything that you worked hard for is now gone. It is easy to become discouraged when your stuff is taken away. Now, can I take my time like this? Now, I know that some of us would say, well, as long as I have my life, I can replace the things that I lost. But that is not always true. There are some things that can never be replaced because the persons or things don't exist anymore. And it is hard to face and deal with the reality that everything materially that you have accumulated is now gone. Having to face the loss of things is bad enough by itself. but having to face and deal with the tragic loss of a loved one is much worse.
That's right.
27 people is reported have died in these California wildfires. And it is still unknown how many others will be found. The loss of life is discouraging for anyone, but especially when it is a child. Am I right about it? Any parent who genuinely loves and cares for their child does not want to see their child hurt in any way. Even if the child is not doing what they are supposed to do, a loving parent does not wish or hope that their child ends up on a path that leads to their destruction and death. It is very difficult to face the loss of a child. In our text for today, we learned about a woman who maintained and kept her faith in the time of loss and discouragement. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text this morning, we find that the prophet Elisha went to a town called Shunem. And a well-to-do woman was there in the town who urged Elisha to stay with her and her husband whenever he came into the town or area to rest. This woman of Shunem says to her husband, "I know that this man is a holy man of God. Let's prepare a room for him to stay in whenever he comes this way." Her husband agreed and prepared a room. And after staying there several times, Elisha asked his servant Gehazi to find out something that can be done for their kindness to him. Gehazi tells Elisha that this couple does not have a son. And that the husband is old. So Elisha calls the woman to him and tells her that by this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms. And guess what, New Providence? The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son, just as the prophet said. Well, the son began to grow up. And one day, he went out to the field where his father was with the reapers and began to complain and cry to his father, "My head, my head." This father tells one of his servants to take the boy to his mother. And the biblical record tells us that the mother took the boy from the servant and held him in her lap until around noon, the boy died. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's discouraging to me. It's a faith-challenging moment. After the boy died, the Bible says that his mother took his lifeless body up to the room in the house where Elisha, the man of God, stayed. She laid him on the bed in which Elisha slept and closed the door and went out. This mother demonstrates to us how to keep the faith even during loss and difficult times. What does she do, Pastor? She took her son to the place where she felt and believed that the supernatural presence of God resided. And you know what, New Providence? I don't know how you feel about it, but that's one reason why I love coming to church. Because I'm foolish enough to believe that the Bible is right. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. I, Jesus said, am in the midst. And if Jesus is in the midst, then you are in a place for supernatural healing, deliverance to take place. I don't care how many devils might show up to church. All I need is two or three believers. And he knows that we're in the house. The mother now has left the room in which her dead son lays. She calls her husband and says, please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return. Now it is clearly evidence in the text that the woman's husband has no idea of the gravity of the situation. Somehow, this woman's faith, her inner strength and tenacity, allowed her to face her husband without exposing to him that there was deadly trouble in the house. And come on. Let's be honest with each other. There are some of us right now who can identify with the woman in our text. There are some things that are going on in our lives right now that we know that our spouses wouldn't be able to handle if they are not a person of faith. So we have learned how to master or develop the inner ability to keep smiling even though all hell is breaking loose around us. The Shunammite woman manages to maintain and keep her faith together in the time of loss and discouragement to the point that she raises only a slight suspicion in her husband as to why she was going to see the man of God in such a hurry. Her husband raises the question, why go to the man of God today? It's not the new moon. It's not the Sabbath. But check out how she responds to his inquiry. She responds by saying to her husband, "It shall be well." Or in other words, it's all right. Notice with me that this woman didn't say to her husband, "Mind your own business." But she keeps her focus on what really mattered. She knew her son needed a miracle. And she was not going to let anyone or anything distract her. I believe that there is one more lesson that we can learn from this Shunammite woman today that will help us to maintain our faith in the time of loss and discouragement. And the lesson is this: don't get discouraged. Keep the "it's going to be all right" kind of faith. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. I said, don't get discouraged, but keep the "it's going to be all right" kind of faith. The husband questions her, but all she answered was, "It's going to be all right." And she was so convinced that things were going to work out. If you look at verse 24, the Bible says that this woman saddled her own donkey. She ain't going to wait for the servant to come and do it. She was determined to get to the man of God, that she saddled her own donkey. In other words, she says to herself, "I won't give up. I serve a God who is a miracle worker. And I believe that the Lord will make a way somehow." Lord have mercy. Is there anybody here who still believes that the Lord will make a way somehow? Is anybody here who believes that our God has keeping power? How many of you have faced discouragement and loss in your life, which others were saying that you're not going to be able to make it through this loss and discouragement, but you turned your face to the wall and called on Jesus, and he came to your rescue? I don't know about you, I serve a rescuing kind of God. He can rescue you from all your troubles. He can rescue you through all your trials. And guess what? He can keep you while you're going through until you make it out all right. I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad that the God I serve is able. I said he's able to do for you what no other power can do. Is there anybody here who don't mind giving God a praise for all he's done in your life? give him a praise for all the victory in your life. Give him a praise for all the strongholds that he's torn down in your life. Give him a praise. Listen, for many of us, we're going to face some difficult days here in 2025. You might have to experience a loss of a loved one, maybe a loss of a job. You might even have a California experience where you lose your house. But you know what? I'm here to tell you that look up to the hills from whence comes your help. Is he a helper? Won't he see you through?
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.